pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Spartans, Brent Thorin. And coach, another solid Spartan performance here tonight, getting it done in transition game, playing selfless, just having fun out there. I saw a lot of smiles from your team. Your takeaways from a solid win here tonight against a team you didn't know well, first time you played them in the bound era.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for us, I was really, how we came out just with our overall demeanor offensively, I thought we really attacked the basket early on, really got out and ran in transition, and gave us a lot of opportunities early on. Just can't say enough just how our kids just really were on point offensively tonight. And then defensively, we just ratcheted it up and made them work for a lot of shots. I thought our defense was really sound pretty much the entire night, and really had to, they had to work for a lot of shots. Just credit to Tiernan Vokes, especially, was working really hard against the Wallace kid. That's a heck of a matchup with those two. But yeah, great job on both ends of the floor by my guys.
One of the things that has really impressed me about your team all year long is how selfless they play on the offensive end. And what adds to that selflessness is how well you move the basketball and how well you move when you don't have the basketball. I saw a lot of amazing backdoor cuts, creating offensive opportunity, the smile to your face on the offensive side, watching your team execute in that way.
Yeah, they're just such a fun group of kids to watch. And like you said, they're so selfless because they just want to win. They don't care who gets the points or whatever. And, you know, we talk a lot about it's our shot, not your shot. And so we work really hard to create the best opportunity for us. Had a lot of point blank shot attempts and just really converted really well. Just moved so well without the basketball, like you mentioned. And just a credit to our kids, because that's not easy to do, to be moving without the ball and then to be able to distribute and pass the ball like we did tonight. Just a really good job by my kids, by my guys.
Four different players tonight in double figures. That kind of production can send a team to a long way in the postseason. The encouragement for you seeing that kind of execution by your players, having four finish in double figures.
Yeah, it's kind of a testament to how our season's gone this year. It's anybody on any given night. Just our guys really stepped up and knocked down some early shots. But, yeah, we're – you know, for us to really spread out the wealth on the offensive side of the ball makes us tough to guard. And a lot of guys are different from a lot of different positions. It's not just guard-oriented or inside-oriented. It's inside and out. And it's guys coming off of our bench. Judd and Davey came off the bench and did a great job both offensively and defensively. So just a really good offensive effort by my guys just to share the ball, like you mentioned, and got a lot of guys going early on.
Defense wins championships. The way your defense has played all year has been stupendous. A really nice defensive outing again here tonight. You had mentioned the rebounding, but the way your defense runs the floor to get back as well and contest shots at the rim, how you hope that continues as you move on to a sub-state final.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be a key as not giving up easy transition points. I thought my guys got back and did a nice job with that. And then when we got into the half-court set, just really anchored down and really made them work for a lot of shots. My coaches did a great job on the scouting report. We had a pretty good idea. Actually, we knew exactly what they were going to be running out there. We were calling some of their plays as well. And so just credit my scout team guys for giving us a great look in practice the last couple days. And my coaches to get these guys ready. We had a really good game plan for them. Guys got to go execute it, but they just did a really good job. Just tremendous effort and energy by everybody out there.
A little bit of a trip down here to Van Horn tonight for this district final, but what a turnout from the Spartan crowd. They travel really well. The encouragement for you and just an energy boost for your guys, seeing that kind of crowd support again tonight.
Well, I mean, my guys love to go compete in front of their fans. And, you know, can't say enough about our Spartan Nation and how they came down here and showed out. We heard them all night, and it was just a great atmosphere all around just for high school basketball. Regina brought a nice crowd. But, yeah, it's just these kids just enjoy and feed off that energy so much. And they just I just cannot overemphasize enough how much these guys love to go out and compete, especially in big time games and also with their buddies. It's just a really cool group of kids to be around and coach.
You'll face either Monticello or Northeast in your sub-state final. That will be your ticket down to the well again. Mm-hmm. That'll be on Saturday at Wartburg College. The added layer that is that it's a short drive this time, really good arena to play in, and your potential thoughts on who you'll face.
Well, you know, I think that both teams are similar in some ways, but different in some others as well. I haven't had a real good chance to look at go in depth because I really try to take one game at a time. But yeah, we're excited about having the short trip up to Waverly. Great venue. I'll anticipate a lot of people people from Grundy Center and beyond come up there to watch that game. Should be a really good Grundy Center following, because I think AP has the potential to be there as well. I haven't heard about their outcome of their game as well. But, we're excited to be in that position again. My guys love to be in these kind of games, and it's just a great time to be, you know, a Spartan right now. We just rolled out from football, and now we just keep rolling into basketball, and just enjoy the ride, and I'll enjoy it with these guys as long as I can.
Final thoughts, Coach. You're headed back to a sub-state final for the second year in a row. Nice local game to be able to have, and an area you'd like to attack here in the next couple days as you press on here in the postseason.
Well, I think everybody looks at, you know, how many possessions we gave up. We gave up quite a few offensive rebounds, and that's something that we got to get fixed in a relatively short amount of time. But going in some really good players on the inside, we knew that. I think the encouraging thing for us is how well our defense played, and it just gives us a chance, even if, you know, we're maybe a little lethargic offensively, but just really appreciate just how much energy we brought tonight, and there's a couple things we want to fine tune, but for us right now, honestly, it's about keeping our mind, body, and spirit in a good place right now, because we got a lot of stuff going on the home front at school with the end of the trimester finals, new classes starting, and then on Thursday, and then also just, you know, getting ready for a basketball game on Saturday.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time post game. Best of luck to you in this Spartans group as you head to that sub-state final. Keep doing the great work with this program. I enjoy our conversations and the development I hear about your Spartan boys going out there and being not just great basketball players, but great community leaders.
Thanks. I appreciate it.